was indeed an American giant. He was he's quite revered, and you know, my goodness, we have revered him and commemorated him every way possible. Mark, you've probably seen that gigantic statue of Houston down, you know, outside Houston.
Yeah,
67 feet long, 67 feet tall.
Yeah.
You can see it for 6 miles. But you walk in the Capitol, and you just turn to the left just a little bit before you get into the rotunda at our magnificent state capitol, and there's a larger-than-life statue of Houston. A copy of that statue also stands in the U.S. In Statuary Hall in the U.S. Congress building and the nation's capital. And by the way, Statuary Hall was the old original House of Representatives, and that's where he served when he was began his congressional career at 30. And there are statues. Gosh, there's a magnificent statue right across from the State Archives building. Facing the Capitol building, and there are busts and other statues, a splendid statue at Herman Park, an equestrian statue at Herman Park in Houston. And, you know, speaking of Houston, there's the fourth largest city in the United States, and it's named after him. There are counties in three states named after him, a national forest, the Sam Houston National Forest near Huntsville, military base, Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, nuclear submarine, the USS Sam Houston. There's a wonderful memorial museum in Huntsville. There are parks, a university, Sam Houston State, numerous high schools, junior highs, and grade school. In fact, I attended fourth and fifth grade at Sam Houston Elementary in Corsicana. So he has been honored and commemorated, memorialized in a manner worthy of an historical icon.